Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We're seeing reports here that the Google parent company Alphabet has announced it will cut 12,000 jobs. This is its chief executive has said in a memo shared with Reuters. The cuts mark the latest to shake the technology sector. They come days, of course, after Microsoft said that it would lay off 10,000 workers. The job cuts affect teams across the company, including recruiting and corporate functions, as well as some engineering and product teams. The layoffs are global and they will impact US staff immediately, Google said. That's according to that Reuters report. And we will bring you more on that. It's just emerging in the last few minutes. We'll try and find out more and bring it to you. Now, if you've children of a certain age, chances are you've heard of this thing called Prime. It's a hydration drink produced by a company created by popular YouTubers KSI and Logan Paul. Let's have a listen to how they're selling it.
We have created our own drink company.
Yes!
We are finally launching Prime.
It's a hydration beverage, not to be rude, but you look dehydrated.
Oh my God.
Prime! Fastest growing hydration brand in America. And now
we just launched Prime in the UK. I'm making
honestly, we just scratched the surface in terms of what we're capable of doing.
So there's absolutely huge hype around this cult product. Reports of massive queues forming outside shops, stocking the drink. One 10-year-old English boy is making money on eBay because he's selling empty Prime bottles. That's how far this thing has gone. But what's actually in it, and is it safe for young people to drink? Well, we asked Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, to have a look at it. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
So the hype is unbelievable around this thing, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And I just think, you know, you played the clip there and you can hear the two, you know, very successful YouTubers, and they're not called influencers for no reason. You know, this is a very clever marketing. It's like any of those kind of products that come on all of a sudden, if it's supply and demand, if there's a huge demand for it and people can't get it, then they really want it. You know, it's kind of human nature. I think it'd be interesting to have a psychologist say, why do we do this? That, you know, if you can't get something, then you really, really want it. So, yes, there are these drinks that now a lot of particularly teenage boys seem to be talking about, and younger boys as well. The girls, and this is sort of something we see with all of these energy drinks across the board. They tend to be marketed particularly at young boys, and they're linked in with high adrenaline sports and activities. And, you know, the marketing certainly seems to outweigh the product in terms of, you know, why you need it or why you think you need it.
Yeah, I just see on Facebook there was a shop in Dundalk saying that they had a limited stock of the Prime hydration drink and it was available to pre-order at €15 a bottle. And then the next day they said that they'd sold out in 4 hours. Lots of happy kids in Dundalk today, they said, and if we get any more stock, we'll let you know. So people are, and you asked your own family about this.
I did. I asked this morning, you know, have any of them heard of it or not? And I have three girls and one son who's 17, and he knew all about it. And it was actually quite funny because he said, oh, yes, he said, one of my friends in school brought it in last week. His mom had been away and had got a bottle. So he said, we all asked him for a sip.
To try it.
I was laughing at the idea of all of these 17-year-old boys. And he said, you know, so Mel had tried it. He said, no, I didn't really like it. But we were all talking about it. And he said, oh, I believe it's high in this and that. So I said, listen, this is what's involved. It's not something you need. It's all hype. So really, you know, there are two types of the Prime drink. There are there's a hydration one and there's an energy one. And I've said this, I think, before we've chatted about energy drinks, Claire. If the word energy is in there, you know, as a dietitian, I think of energy as calories and, you know, energy to keep your body going. But generally on the drinks, energy equates to caffeine. And so there is one of the energy version of Prime is high in caffeine. In fact, it's higher than a lot of the other energy drinks on the market, things like Monster and so on that people are familiar with. And it does actually say in really small print on the side, not suitable for under 18-year-olds.
Oh.
I just looked online and I looked at the Prime website, and you can actually, they have images of the various cans, although they have sold out written across everything. So again, creating more of a demand for this product. But it does, on the energy ones, it says not suitable for under 18s. And that goes back to caffeine being a stimulant. You know, we don't give our children cups of coffee before they go to school, or cups of coffee, you know, after a football game. So the energy drinks, the energy version of Prime does contain caffeine. So it's very similar to many of the other energy drinks, not suitable for under 18-year-olds or pregnant or breastfeeding women. And that's because of the stimulant effect of caffeine. And a lot of us, we react to caffeine differently. Different people have a different response. So the that is one that I would say certainly is not suitable.
For,
now, again,
for children.
if your child gets their hands on one, it's not going to do any harm if they drink one and they keep the empty bottle and they fill it with water and bring it to school every day and they have their Prime bottle, which I imagine is what people will do. You know, with you were talking about the child who's actually selling the empty bottles. They probably will become popular as, you know, just to put your water in it and bring it into school and you reuse the empty bottle. But certainly the energy version has the caffeine. Then the other one, the hydration version, doesn't have caffeine. It also doesn't have any sugar. So it doesn't provide you, the child, with anything. It's really just like a kind of an artificially sweetened drink. Again, according to my son Mel, he didn't really love the taste of it, but of course they all tried it and they all wanted to get in on the kind of the whole hype. But they would have sweeteners in them. Again, they're just a very sweet drink. And they do say they contain branched chain amino acids, electrolytes, all of these kind of quite scientific terms. But in fact, there's nothing in there that your child can't get from a balanced diet and have a glass of low-fat milk after a soccer game or after playing, you know, any sport that your children are involved in. And that would be a really good hydration, well, rather than relying on these drinks.
It looks as though it is all about the bottle as an accessory, because Ollie says he
yes.
bought a bottle of Prime, emptied it, and my young fella has never drank as much water in his life.
Yeah.
So he's carrying it around to show people that he has it. Thanks for that tip, Ollie.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I agree with Ollie. It's all about having the bottle. And they're actually really colourful. You know, they're really bright colours. If people are interested, you know, have a look at the website. They're all in bright colours. They've got cool names as well. You know, they're called kind of, there's moon hydration and blue raspberry flavour. And, you know, they're all kind of cool looking, cool branding. These two influencers have a huge reach. That's the other thing. You know, they have a global reach in terms of the young people who follow these influencers.
And now they have even more money, because this, as I said, is selling for 15 euro a bottle in some instances. Is there anything in this drink that would warrant that price? Or is that, again, all about the desirability?
No. Yeah, it's all about the desirability. And, you know, as Ollie, your listener there, said, if someone buys one for 15 euro, I can assure you that empty bottle is not going to go in the bin. It'll be traded in the schoolyard, or it will be used, you know, to bring water into school. But again, I haven't heard the same from girls. So my daughters were kind of oblivious, maybe had heard about it, but it wasn't something being discussed. But it's definitely the boys that these drinks seem to appeal to. And again, the influencers involved in this particular occasion. So, you know, if they come and if they are stocked, I know there's one shop that did, as you were saying, did sell them in Louth. But if they are available, and of course, once something is really widely available, it kind of loses its appeal as well, you know. So it's like before, you know, years ago when you got something from America that we couldn't get in Ireland and it was really desirable. But once that became available in Ireland, it sort of just became the norm.
Yeah, so, and it didn't taste as good.
It didn't taste as good. Exactly.
Louise, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for looking at Prime for us. That's Louise Reynolds, dietitian. Coming up next, we'll be talking to some travel agents about how their business has changed post-pandemic.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.